A good day, Erev Shabbos. We're about to begin Bezras Hashem, share number 141. We're talking about the unhealthy shoulds and about not blaming other people, but nevertheless, when needed, to take action towards things that are hurtful to you, to protect yourself, but still maintain your internal equilibrium as you're doing so. So we're going to continue a little bit about that. And that is, you know, you decide pretty much that any and all unhappiness that you choose will never be a result of somebody else. It will be the result of you and your own behavior. This is not an easy thing. Again, it runs counterintuitive to what we're used to thinking and the way we're used to behaving. It's a tremendous transformation to do something like this, to decide that Hashem is placing before me a situation, and my avoid is, how do I react in the best possible way based on the circumstances? Of course Hashem understands that you're a human being. Of course Hashem understands that when you're overtired, you'll be prone to stress more than you're not. Of course Hashem understands that when you're hungry, you'll be more irritable than when you actually are not hungry. Hashem understands all that, and Hashem gives benefits of the doubts, and we're human, and we make mistakes. All this is fine. So it's a work in progress, but the idea being is to do our best to try to maintain our equilibrium, despite the fact that we may be tired, overwhelmed, and try our best not to allow, as much as possible, not to allow external caused unhappiness to reinforce our own avdus, our own slavery. Because what it does is we get upset. The more we get upset by outside stimulus, this creates in us, in our minds, the assumption that we have no control over ourselves, no control over our feelings. They have control over us. The rainy day is controlling our mood. And yes, it could affect our mood. No one's denying that, especially if you have rain for, like, say, weeks on end, or in a bungalow colony where it was raining a whole week and it's Shabbos and everything's muddy. So it's a little harder to maintain the equilibrium then than it would be sunny outside the whole week. No one's denying that. But nevertheless, to do everything we can to not allow that as much as possible. Shabbos is Shabbos. Would it be a little nicer if it would be sunny in the bungalow colony and it wouldn't have been rainy all the time? Yes, of course. But we're going to make the most of it, Shabbos is Shabbos. Not to allow that raininess, that dampness, to affect us in a negative way. Let's say someone is blaming. What you could do in a nice way, to yourself or to others. You know, would you like to know if I want to hear what you're telling me right now? In other words, don't use the blame receptacle. Even if, let's say, you need to correct someone else's behavior, do it in a responsible, thoughtful, careful way, not in a blame-like way. So even people, the wise people that give mussar, that give discipline, that give to tell people you need to correct your behaviors, they do it in a way that doesn't blame them, just giving them aids on how to better themselves. It's not what other people do. That's not what's really bothering you. Now, again, it goes in the other way around too. Hashem is makbin on your nas devarim. Hashem says, don't say things that will hurt other people's feelings. 100% true. Which Hashem is basically saying that if someone says harsh words to you, they did something wrong. It was a nas devarim. You have a right to feel down about that or embarrassed about that. You're human. Hashem's not saying you shouldn't be human. But what Hashem is saying is, I know it's hard. It's not easy. But if you could muster up courage to accept such a thing and to learn from it, it's harder, but ultimately it builds you up. It builds you up. So one way to shift this is something what we call possibility thinking. Possibility thinking means that if you have low self-esteem and you may tend, based on your low self-esteem, to think in terms of problems rather than possibilities. So instead you shift it and try focusing on your possibilities instead. For example, If you think to yourself a negative thought, I am unhappy or lost because I have very limited support system around me. So you reframe that and you say, I look forward to joining new groups, new activities, meeting new people, expanding my support system. So now it's your turn to transform your problem into responsibility. A big part of this is letting go of bitterness. And once you let go of the bitterness over what you don't have in life, you can embrace with gratitude everything that life does have to give. You're unhappy that you don't have a 3-bedroom apartment. Appreciate the 2-bedroom apartment that you do have. You appreciate and you would rather have a larger bedroom. Appreciate that you have the bedroom that you have. And so on and so forth. A part of this shift is to reframe the negative self-talk, which we talked about. Reframing it. Encourage you to challenge your negative beliefs. For example, if you say to yourself, I can't take this anymore. And instead you form it as a phrase of a question that's empowering. What can I do? What can I do? What can I do? What do I need to do to get through this? When you say, I can't take it anymore, what you're doing is, it's understandable. Don't get me wrong. People say this and you need to give people chizik when they say, I can't take it anymore. Usually they're crying and they're under distress and you don't give a person musa, they're in pain. But at some point in time, though, once they get back to themselves, you ask, what do I need to do to get through this? That question allows you to reframe everything. Forgiveness. You forgive yourself for not having the foresight to know what is obvious in hindsight. Also very important. Then there's the healthy self-love. You love yourself even if you're not perfect, even if you're still overweight by 10, 20, 30 pounds, even if you didn't find the job that you'd like to find yet, even if you didn't find your wife or husband yet. And you just love yourself the way you are. Hashem made you the way you are and be happy with it. And of course, as we're going to discuss so many times in the Shiurim, each day is a new beginning. Each day is a new beginning. When a past no longer has a hold on you, you can live each day like it's a mention in deleted. It's a new thing. Everything's a new day. I'm sorry about that. Everything's a brand new day. Part of having a brand new day is forgiveness. Forgiveness sets you free from the past. Forgiving yourself, forgiving your others. Forgiving yourself for not being perfect. Forgiving your imperfect parents, they did the best they could. Forgiving life for not always going your way. Hashem knows what he's doing. Ultimately, it's the best for you. Forgive your friends. Forgive your families for hurting you in any way, shape, or form over the years. You forgive and forgive others who don't see things your way. You keep on forgiving, and by you forgiving, you will be forgiven. We will talk also in upcoming Shiurim about social self-care too. About fostering healthy relationships no matter how busy you are. To see how you could connect to family and friends. And to make that a priority. Not to give up on yourself, not to give up on your relationships. You're trying something new every day in self-esteem. It's the courage to go a little bit out of your comfort zone and try something new in a healthy way. What new behaviors could I do to make things look better? What is stopping you? What's holding you back? And you don't give up on yourself. And you try something new. And you don't try to change others. A big major conflict in relationships is the attempt to try to change others. Try to change their minds. Try to change their perspective. The only one you can really change is yourself. So you can you unconditionally accept that person that is opposite in strength of you. The only person that can really change is yourself. You could write. There's a power of writing. Writing to yourself, encouraging words. Write to yourself currently when you're able to extend and expel yourself. You basically encourage yourself as best as you could. You write yourself chizik. You talk to yourself in chizik. Anytime you have difficulty, in difficult times, you write and talk to yourself with courage, with dignity. Is it possible that all your weaknesses could turn into strengths? Absolutely. You just have to be humble about it and try your best. To be productive in your thoughts. To be healthy in your thoughts. To be healthy in your actions. To learn how to observe people but not judge them. We also need to observe ourselves and not judge us sometimes. Sometimes when we're self-doubtful, we observe your negative thinking rather than buying into them. In other words, if you say you're a failure, you can reframe it and say, I'm having a thought that I'm a failure, but I'm not a failure. When you look at your negative thoughts rather than operating from those thoughts, it is less likely you believe in them. We'll be Messiah. Sorry for the space there. We'll be Messiah with this thought. Learn when you're talking and reacting towards other people. You observe, you don't judge. Yourself also. You observe, you don't judge. During times of self-doubt, your negative thoughts, you observe them. You don't buy into them. When you hear or you think to yourself, I'm a failure, reframe it. I'm having a thought that I'm a failure. You're separating the thought from your essence. You're not a failure. You have a thought that you are a failure. And then you analyze that negative thought and you start counteracting that. Don't operate from those thoughts and you'll be less likely to believe them. This is a very, very powerful tool. I'm angry. No, I'm having thoughts of anger right now. Then you zoom in on those thoughts and you try to work on it. Very deep concept, and it's kedai to learn. Bracha and hatzlacha to all.